Welcome to episode 82 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Must be Thursday. I dared put my work out into the public. I'm talking about my fiction stuff, my Charlie Holiday series, where I go off the deep end in my imagination and just let her rip. So I'm a little self-conscious about my fiction because it's kind of scary for me. My nonfiction, I'm very confident. I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional here. Whereas fiction, I'm like, ooh, this is scary territory. So I've been, I haven't promoted my fiction very much. And thus, I don't have many, you know, reviews and purchases and, you know, stuff like that. But part of me doesn't care. Part of me is so excited just to have the thing done. That was part of my goal. However, now I'm doing more Amazon ads and I'm learning more about your backlist and stuff like that, author marketing stuff. And I got some reviews and I got some comments, and especially from one guy who I could just tell Charlie Holiday really resonated with him. And it really affected me. And I got to say, just the fact that I put this out and he wrote back, you know, sort of showing that existing Charlie Holiday exists, at least in our imaginations, was pretty exciting for me. And he was hesitant at first. And I want to read what he wrote to me. So this guy emails me about the Charlie Holiday series. And he had first emailed me because there were some mistakes in the audio technical stuff, which I've fixed now. But then he gets into sort of the story. And I'm just going to read you what he wrote. Now, remember, this is me and my fiction world. So this is like Scaredy Cat Bradley, as opposed to all-powerful master of time, space, and dimension, Bradley Charbonneau. And I'm kind of hanging on his every word, hoping he likes me. You feel me? All right, here we go. This is this guy writing back to me about my fiction series, Charlie Holiday. He says, "Overall, I'm really enjoying the story of Charlie Holiday, but it took me a while to put things in perspective. My first thought was that the dialogue seemed a little awkward and not as polished as many books I listen to, and the narration did not seem to change much for different characters. But the more I listened, the more I realized that the dialogue sounded like me, complete with awkward, humorous statements to myself that nobody else would appreciate, so I keep them to myself, and the narration sounded like me telling a story. I don't try to take on a female voice when I quote a female. So the more I listened, the more I connected with the story and the character. And the things I thought were flaws turned into things that were perfectly appropriate, and maybe even began to feel like you had too good of an understanding of how things work in my head. I still feel like the stories, individually, are a little too short, like they would be perfect for a serial publication, like a magazine, or like Stephen King's The Green Mile. I think it will make a great big book when it is all brought together, and I am really looking forward to hearing more about what is going on with Charlie. Please keep up with the story." So as a creator, as an author, getting something like this where someone sees you, someone understands you, someone resonates with you, someone understands the character that you created in your imagination and brings that character to life in their imagination, that's just magical stuff. So this is really exciting for me because I'm looking at 2020, you know, next year, and what I'm going to focus on. And I just the other day just decided, you know what, I should drop the fiction, at least for a while, focus on my nonfiction. That's my strength. And then I get this. So there is at least one person on the planet who sees Charlie Holiday and is excited for more. So I hope this inspires you to think about that character you have in your head, or that nonfiction idea, or that message, or whatever it is that you think might not resonate with the global population. And yet that is the key. We're not looking to resonate with the entire global population. We're looking to resonate with one single other human on the planet. I managed. You can too. This has been Repossible, coming to you live from the forests of Zeist in the middle of the Netherlands on a wintry morning in November. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Glad to have you here. Keep it frosty. See you next week.